Hi, I'm Deanne Akers-Lance, and thank you for tuning in to the Canada Abroad podcast. Today, we're going to be telling you about the travel ban which Canada has now put into place. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced today, March 16th, that they would be closing the borders into Canada. What this means is unless you are a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident, you would not be allowed to come into Canada. He did note there would be certain exemptions to this, which include American citizens and foreign diplomats and foreign flight crew. He also made it clear that if you are a Canadian citizen or a Canadian permanent resident who is showing any symptoms of the coronavirus, that you would not be allowed to board a plane to return to Canada. So you may be stuck abroad until those symptoms are gone. He did note that they would be providing aid to those Canadians stuck abroad, but did not give details at this time. So what this is important for is there are some people out there who need to enter Canada to activate their permanent residency before a certain date or their visas would expire. If this is the case, you need to contact Immigration, Refugees, and Citizen Canada to let them know that you are now unable to activate your permanent residency in time, and they will give you specific directions on what to do next. In most cases, this is going to require that you complete a new medical and perhaps have to give new police clearances, but you will need to wait for them to confirm that for you and give you further instructions on what documentation they would need and when your visa would be issued. Now, Justin Trudeau did not announce how long this travel ban would be going on for, so we're not able to give you an estimated date on when the borders would reopen. But again, they are allowing flights from abroad into Canada, but only to bring back Canadian citizens and permanent residents. And U.S. citizens are exempted from this travel ban, as are diplomats and foreign flight crew. Flights from the United States will still be allowed into Canada, but again, only Canadian citizens, permanent residents, American citizens, diplomats, and foreign crew will be let into the country. And again, if you are showing symptoms, you will not be able to enter the country regardless of your citizenship. We will keep you posted on when the borders reopen or if they have an estimated date on when this will happen. But at this time, the borders are closed to foreign nationals seeking entry into Canada. It's important to note that even though this travel ban has been put into place, applications for visas are still being accepted. So this means that if you know that in the future you're planning a trip or you are planning on starting school in the fall or you need to submit a work permit application, you can go ahead with these applications and they will still be accepted. Also, those who are applying for permanent residency through the express entry system, you only have 60 days to submit that application once you've received your invitation to apply. So they have said that they will accept applications still during that 60-day period, so you can go ahead and submit. But if you're unable to get a document due to reasons of, you know, in regards to the coronavirus, maybe your visa application center is closed, maybe the panel physicians where you work are closed, or maybe you need a police clearance from a country where, due to the coronavirus right now, they're not processing them. So what they've advised is if you need to submit your application for permanent residency and you are missing a document, you need to upload a letter of explanation in place of the document. They will then take it in and accept it, but they will then give an extension of how long you have to submit those required documents, and your application would be put on hold until those documents are available. So you don't need to worry. Your application for permanent residency can still be submitted. It's just that there will obviously be a delay in processing. And this would apply to all applications at this time because some visa application centers are closed and some of the embassies are working on essential staff only. So with the reduced number of staff, there may be an increase in processing times because there's not enough staff available to process them. So just keep this in mind and do be patient, but you do not need to be concerned that Canada is no longer accepting applications or no longer issuing visas, because they are still processing and issuing visas and are still granting permanent residence. So you can go ahead with your applications, and you can also go ahead and put yourself into the express entry system if you're waiting to do so. Because if you do get an invitation to apply, they will make exceptions for documents that you might be missing, but only if you can show that it's due to the coronavirus. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Canada Abroad podcast, and we hope that you'll tune in to our next episode. Thank you.